Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are back to look over game week 26. We've been away for game week 25 and 26, but we are back, as always, to go through all of the fantasy football news, as well as football news, as well as, let's be honest, non-football news. But there's been the transfer windows closed, big results, and we're going to look ahead to game week 27, as we always do. Tom, big part of the game week has been people scoring points who you could never have guessed in a million years who was going to score them, which is annoying.
Yeah, that's the theme of this week's podcast, pretty much.
Yeah, at least for the next 4 minutes before we forget.
Yeah, we're going to have a theme every 4 minutes. We're going to change theme.
Yeah.
So in 4 minutes' time, it's going to be chicken nuggets. Yeah, so look forward to that one. Straight away, there's been a lot of players in big games when the big players you think would have scored points, they didn't. So like the Burnley City game.
Yeah.
Surprising scoreline straight away, 1-0 Burnley and City. But surprising scorers, Danilo.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
got
Danilo. No, you're good. You keep going.
Yeah. And, you know, the other guy who scored for Burnley.
Joey Goodmanson, yeah.
Goodmanson, yeah.
But right down to the assist, Bernardo Silva and Matt Loughton, it's all, the only thing you can predict is the bookings for the Burnley for Ben Meehan. Nick Pope had a good game as well, but there's nothing more annoying than when you see City score and Danilo scores it and you're like, oh, for God's sake, because you look through your City lineup. I captained Raheem Sterling.
You did. Yeah, I captained Aguero myself.
Yeah. So did I. And then it's classic, isn't it? Because you know they're playing Burnley, who never concede, ever. Even when they lose, they don't really concede.
You can't not, can you?
Captain
Aguero. Only there was, especially the thing is, there's no other player in the league who's just signed for, he's been playing for Liverpool this season, who scores 2 goals every week.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we're going to come to that because made a bit of a decision.
With Burnley, though, I think we're guilty as like fantasy football players, if that's what we are, of doing what other managers do, like by disrespecting Burnley. Like you say, Ash, they were never going to concede 3 goals at Turf Moor.
No.
They never do. So why do we, but still we do it and we back it and go, yeah, but it's Burnley. It's like, yeah, well, Burnley are a good side now.
It's that on paper job, isn't it?
I know, but
you see that, yeah, I know.
He's one of them. Bournemouth beat Stoke 2-1. One guy back in the scoring that is a bit of an FPL pick of the past is Josh King. He came back from injury, a great pick. And I think, Tom, you mentioned Bojan in the last couple of weeks. I think it was you.
Did I?
Well, maybe it was Ash. It makes more sense that it was Ash.
if it's a good pick, probably me, I would have thought.
Yeah.
My track record, yeah.
That'll be it. But he's gone over 100 points for the season and is only 6.1 million. We definitn't talked about it last week, otherwise it wouldn't be on the notes. So he must be there somewhere. But he's now their top scoring midfielder, 100 points ahead of Choupo-Moting.
They still Who's that, really Shaqiri, you're talking about?
Yeah, Shaqiri.
That was me, big time, yeah.
Big time. But Paul Lambert said he doesn't know how they lost that game. He has no idea. And if you're a Stoke fan listening to the podcast, get used to hearing that, because Paul Lambert's one of those managers who either wins a game or loses it and goes, and then that's it. Yeah. And he expects to have sympathy for it. Josh King back scoring. Not Callum Wilson this week.
Do you know what? So Josh King, that was only his third goal of the season. And last year, he was the talk of fucking town. Towards the end of the season, it went mental.
He's been a bit riddled.
He's been playing deeper, has he?
Well, he actually was classed as a midfielder previously in fantasy,
last year,
in fantasy football, but then got kind of pushed forward in Callum Wilson's leg break. And then he kind of can play just behind the striker, but he plays 90 minutes pretty solidly until that injury, and Callum Wilson took his goal, blah, 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 blah. But I think they'll both play. Only six. He's still pricey, though, isn't he, Ash? 7 million for Josh King is a lot.
Yeah, it is. He's really filling that like fifth player role, isn't he, or whatever. Like the bonus guy.
Yeah, yeah, but so as a lot of money. As a striker, 7 million is now like,
it's well too much, isn't it? Yeah, so well, it'd be like a third striker.
Exactly.
Too much.
Talking of expensive, do you know how much chicken nuggets are now? I did promise it, fourth minute, I'm talking about chicken nuggets now. You can get 20. Box of 20, imagine that.
You would have won
So you've got your that extra player, you're like your fifth midfielder or your third striker.
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody super budget, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, and honestly, I mean, Josh King isn't a good choice for that third striker. No. When, for instance, you could have Glenn Murray for 5.7, who has scored again.
He did. Oh, yeah, and I was going to ask. So he did. He's now 3-5, Murray. Brighton beat your beloved West Ham, Ash, 3-1.
Yeah.
Murray, what's all this? We need to be very careful. What's all this like? Might be going to jail shit.
Fuck careful.
Well, I felt that if I said it in a different accent,
if you say it in a
minor case of jail,
if you say it in a charming Cockney accent,
there's potential for it, isn't there? He might be going to jail.
That'd be good if he does. Then it's like red. Due back like 2028.
Red injured, in jail, probably.
This is a podcast. If they come to us claiming some sort of libel, Tom will be like, "Didn't you hear the guy's voice? It clearly wasn't me. It was an Italian fella."
It was either Italian or Welsh.
What it is with Glenn, he can evade taxes, but he can't evade goals right now. So yeah,
it's him
and his wife being done for some sort of tax evasion.
Oh, yeah. Him and his wife. What's his wife got to do with it?
She scored no goals. Terrible pick. Don't get her.
Don't pick
her. But Glenn Murray doing very well.
I do still have her on my bench, first sub.
He actually must be. I think he's one of the top scoring Englishmen in the Premier League at the moment.
If
it wasn't for the fact that he was like 31 and looked like a geography teacher, he probably could get a call up. But Brighton, three goals though. They've obviously in the transfer window, this is the first time we've done a pod since it closed, they've signed back Leo Ojoa.
Yeah.
Remember that blast from the past?
That's like, when was that? second season? Season two?
It was our first season.
Series one. Oh, we nearly got cancelled after series one. It was very close. Probably down to the and then luckily,
it was very close. There was a fans petition to get us back, and then we were picked up by a digital streaming service. It was a whole thing. It was all right. Yeah. He was our talk of town firstly. I actually brought him in as soon as the transfer happened at 4.8 million.
I noticed that because I've been watching.
Just because I thought he might start, but that'll be a decision I regret and reverse now. But it was worth a lot.
But it's not bad. I mean, you know, there are some good picks with Brighton. Gross. You can't really go wrong with
He's been sat on my in that fifth spot all season.
He was sort of in and out of my team, and then I managed to get enough money elsewhere to get rid of him, and I did, which is, you know, decent because I bought in Pogba or whatever, but you just think, fucking hell, I should have probably kept Gross.
Well, 5.8, it's incredible.
I think I'm going to go that third, take it off of Joa. I've still got 1.3 in the bank, and go back to the main man, Jordan Ayew, at 5.3 million for Swansea.
That's all I've got, mate. Copy me, are you?
Ash mentioned him about 16 weeks ago, and then I mentioned him again about 8 weeks ago. So I don't.
Yes, but I put him in. I don't know if anyone's coming.
But he always plays 90 minutes, and he scores one every two games. His form is very symmetrical. Yeah. It's lovely.
That's what I noticed about him.
Yeah.
Get him in.
And obviously they played Leicester this week. Jamie Vardy scoring yet again.
Yeah, he started hitting a little bit of form since I got rid of him. A little bit annoying.
Yeah.
3 goals in 3, 12 for the season. That's not bad for Vardy. 12 in the season.
It's very good.
He's what, knocking around at 9-odd mil? No, 8.7, is he?
He's still paying the price, obviously, of being an expensive pick at the beginning of the season. So, if you start, that's the problem with Josh King. If FPL put you in at 8 million, if you don't play a single minute, by the end of the season, you'll probably be only down to about 7.2.
Exactly,
They don't drop you that drastically, so they're never going to get that heavily picked.
Interestingly, him and Firmino both started at 8.5
mil
and are basically on the same amount of points. Vardy's now 8.6 and Firmino's 9.2.
That's interesting. There's only 8 points difference between them.
Yeah.
In that case, the price must be getting affected by the percentage pick because Firmino is 39% picked and Vardy is only 19% picked. 17.9, sorry.
Yeah.
Amazing that he's so much more, but Firmino's so much more popular.
Yeah, which is bizarre, isn't it? I think it's just because of the volume that Liverpool score goals, you kind of figure that he must be involved in some of them.
Quite a difficult one as well because Firmino's obviously a cheap pick, but once you've got him in, it's hard to get rid of because if you've got him in at 8.5, if you sell him now, it's going to be impossible to get back.
Yeah, very true.
Because you only get half the difference, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah. Usually, lads, at this time, I would ask the question, where's Wallers in the biggest feature on British broadcasting? But this week, I'm not going to ask that. I'm going to ask a different question. I'm going to ask, Where's Morris?
Where the fuck's Morris?
Where the fuck is Morris?
Where is he?
He thought he was leaving. He thought he was off to City. He's not. Now apparently he's going to get fined $200,000 for not turning up to training. He's not getting picked. He's gone red.
He's not in my team, that's for sure.
He's not in your, my fucking team. Yeah. I didn't know. You were going to bring him in.
I had him in my team.
He was in my sausage.
I was going to save my transfer this week. And then right at the last minute, I was like, where the fuck is he gone?
Yeah, he's fucked.
I thought he was going to come back.
But his FPL status is something like, not available.
Oh, is it?
And it was like something mysterious, like dot, dot, dot. And then like a question mark.
Just like
AWOL. Like a man in a cape.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Unavailable against Swansea City. Yeah. Expected back 10th of Feb.
Yeah, like fuck. Although, he's missed his opportunity now, so what's he going to do?
How do you predict when a man who's just vanished is going to come back?
Exactly.
That's basically what the Bible is.
Ooh, yeah. I was going to say something else, which would have got us in trouble. We were about to cut, go back, and pick it up.
I know what that thing is. So
I bet you do.
He has vanished. Apparently, it's days of not going to training, all sorts. It's all a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because he seemed content right up until about 8 hours to go on that deadline day when City officially showed interest.
But I used to do that when I was younger. You'd be with a girl, you'd be happy. Someone else, you know, just shoots you a look, and suddenly it's like, you know, you want to ditch your girlfriend and you go for this next bird, don't you?
Yeah.
But things worked out with Kelly.
Yeah,
but things worked out. Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you like with podcasts?
That's all it is. He's got the opportunity. I said for weeks and weeks and weeks that Mahrez was now just playing for himself. Yeah, he weren't playing for the team. He was playing to get signed by one of the big boys, you know. And the whole City thing, I think it was just desperation because they didn't sign Sanchez. So it's like, fuck, we've got to sign someone really good. Mahrez, come over here. And he's gone, oh, yeah, you're fit. Oh, yeah, want a bit of that? Too late. Can't do it. And now he's there with a fistful of condoms and an erection. And he's just absolutely furious.
Maybe that's why he's just running around.
Yeah, that's where he is. So that's where Mahrez is.
In Leicester.
He's in a car park in
with
Leicester.
Richard III. Yeah. But he's
with Richard III. And a load of condoms.
He's dogging with Richard III and Stan Collymore. But he's, it was Leroy Sané obviously got that injury from a pretty horrendous challenge for 6 weeks. And all of a sudden, they just wanted to sign someone for no real reason. Because let's be honest, they won the league. They don't need him. So it was all a bit of a bizarre one. But yeah, Mahrez, he takes up your transfer because you ain't keeping him around right now. February the 10th, my arse, as Tom rightly said. I don't see that happening. Man United beat Huddersfield 2-0 with the biggest transfer of the entire window, obviously.
Yeah, well, we recorded, he had signed by the time we recorded, because I remember we had a conversation about it. I was like, you ain't going to win anything else at United, so stay at Arsenal. And you were like, fuck off. He ain't going to win anything at United, but don't stay at Arsenal.
Yeah.
So I think he had moved at that point, but yeah. So he's now at United. He missed a penalty, minus points. Scored the rebound, got a few points.
I reckon if you were to do a list of the most annoying things in fantasy football,
it's got to be that, isn't it? Because that doesn't happen that often, but when it does, like how many minus points is it for missing a penalty?
Loads. Like five is now something ridiculous.
It's up there. It's up there. It's around the own goal mark. I know in draft you get -9 for an own
goal. -9. And how much do you get for a goal?
It depends on your position again, doesn't it? It's 4 points for a goal or 5 points for a goal.
Oh, but
missing. I don't know what else goes along with that. Missing a penalty then scoring the rebound is weirdly more annoying than just missing it.
Yeah.
In a bizarre way, it's a bit of a pain in the arse, isn't it? But
attacking an under-23 player. Yeah. Spurs, and then storming off with your stupid hair like a Wally.
Yeah, no minus points for that, luckily, for Alan Lallana owners.
Yeah, but he's going to get the 3-match ban. Did you looking at me like I'm mental, you know, about the Lallana thing?
I don't at all.
Lallana played for the Liverpool under-23s last night and took like an elbow from one of the lads who jumped up, and he just went fucking mad. He picked, I don't quite know what he was doing. He was like trying to do him from behind. He like grabbed him by the head and was like,
he tried
just
to like,
so fucking
it's
angry.
Like a full on power bomb attempt of some sort.
Really tried to like that.
It was very
so he's
odd.
Getting banned for 3 games, but apparently there are only 3 games for the under-23s.
Yeah.
That's not a fucking punishment.
No.
I know we're gonna get to Troy Deeney, but Troy Deeney got more of a punishment for what he did. It's fucking ridiculous.
But then it's
bullshit.
Do you know what fantasy football needs to take into account these weird things? Because there you go, Sanchez gets punished for missing a penalty. Edin Hazard once kicked a 12-year-old ball boy and gets nothing fantasy football-wise.
Nothing.
What's that about?
Oh, conduct points. Retrospective conduct points. That's what we want.
Nice.
Make it a fairer, brighter England. I don't know where that was going.
It turned into a UKIP poster halfway through.
That would really fuck up some players, though.
It would, yeah.
It'd be like every week Andy Carroll. Oh, he's back. He scored a hat trick. Oh, but he got -38 points.
Because he got caught fingering someone outside Weatherspoon.
Stolen an old woman's bike when he was off his tits. Yeah, he'd be in trouble. Surprisingly, West Brom were in a high scoring game, which I don't think anyone saw coming. They lost it, but it was 3-2 to Southampton. Obviously, West Brom signed Sturridge on deadline day, which might be a good pick for some people.
I kind of looked at that. If he can stay fit, but then, if he's going to stay fit, he can stay fit. Liverpool, he's got a lot better service, isn't he, there?
I know something in this game.
Do you?
The classic, when Rondon scored, every time he scores, it happens. Oh, Rondon scored. That's his first goal since. Yeah. Every time he scores, it's his first goal since something.
It's his first goal since the last goal. Be nice to him.
First That's goal since I'd February, say. Christmas. Last year. So always, every time.
Yeah, it's
you're right.
So few and far between. There's a lot of strikers like that.
But if you're a striker whose headline is "You're right, Ash," the first goal since, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You're playing at the wrong level. No, exactly. Yeah. That's it. It's the first goal since we were mean to him last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rondon did score. Hagazi scored.
First goal since his wife left him. So, and I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Because he's got his feet smell. I don't know. Hagazi scores in that game. The talk of game weeks 1-3.
He was
And surely he's just on a lot of benches, isn't he? Hagazi.
Yeah, he's still kicking about on benches, pre-wildcard benches. But then obviously wildcard should have been used by now. But he was the original hipster pick of the season, wasn't he?
He scored in like game week one. Everyone went, yeah, he's the one to watch out for, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same guy who tells you Belgium are the team to watch out for.
Yeah,
international
still now. Always still in this year.
Funny thing, you know, Belgium actually could surprise a few people.
Not
for us, mate.
Just mark my words, guys. Yeah. Just mark my words.
And Jack Stevens weirdly scoring back-to-back goals as a 4.5 million
goals.
Defender.
Yeah, 0.5% picked. Is he worth looking at? Because I got excited when I saw that. I was like, ooh. But then surely everyone's seen that and
he's
missed it.
More importantly, I guess he started every game from game week 18, but Southampton haven't exactly kept clean sheets, but they have in the last 2 weeks. So it's 8 and 7 points, 15 points in 2 weeks. You know, there's always a spot on my team for a shit fifth defender, Tom. And they
although they don't get much cheaper than my guys at the moment.
I'm sure they don't.
Guess who is Southampton's highest scoring player?
It's not still. Yeah, it could be Ward-Prowse.
He's fourth.
Oh,
it can't be the keeper because they haven't kept many clean sheets.
Oh, is it Bertrand?
Keeper second.
Keeper second.
Sixth.
It can't still be Tadic, can it?
It is.
Tad K.
The legend.
Oh,
Tad
Ash's boyfriend.
And they have literally got no points. He's on 76 points.
That's
high
bad, isn't
player.
It?
They are.
Well, they've really.
Okay.
That's why they brought in Guido Carrillo as a striker. Oh. But, they desperately need goals.
Yeah, like, to put it in perspective, Redmond and Gabby Adini, who last season were really hyped, weren't they?
Yeah.
Are both on 45 points.
Oh, Redmond, that was a shout. I think he was in my first draft of my season.
Definitely. I think he was probably one of the most picked midfielders in the game.
Must have been,
game week.
Yeah. It was really cheap.
They need to replace goals quick, because Shane Long is a classic first goal since Ash.
Oh my god. Yeah.
He's an FGS.
What happened to Charlie Austin? Came back, smashed it for a few weeks.
He's
really injured. Like, pull this out.
Was it his wife attacking him on a flight?
Not that one. That was a good story, though, that one.
What? Fucking funny.
Yeah.
So his wife tweeted live on a plane something like, when you just find out that your husband's been cheating on you and you're sat on a 12 hour flight together.
Shit.
And they just took off and it went viral. It did take off. Hey. It was soaring through the
plane.
But yeah, so fucking silly Billy, wasn't he? But yeah, I don't know where he is.
He's injured, but I don't know where their goals come from because obviously when they lost Graziano Pella, they replaced him with Gabby Adini, which worked last season, but it hasn't worked this season. And so they signed Carrillo in the hope that he can score goals, but none of us have a fucking clue who he is, so who knows.
But I'll tell you, someone who can score a bloody goal.
There you go.
It's Arrow Rambo Ramsey Street Ramsington. He's smashed it. Hat-trick the boy, the Welsh wonder.
He's very annoying.
Why? In what way?
Just because I think sometimes Arsenal fans would happily be like, if we're going to have a clear out, get rid of him too.
never slag off Arsenal fans.
And then,
one thing. Do you know who Arsenal's top two scorers are?
Monreal
and Ramsey.
Monreal and Rambo, yeah. Ramsey was a solid, was in my team for weeks and weeks and weeks up until the injury.
That's right.
He was fucking great.
Well, Monreal's obviously had a ridiculous last couple of weeks, so apart from that, he didn't score against Everton because he came off, but he got 1 point. But the 24 points in game weeks 24 and 25 kind of skew that a little bit.
Crazy,
but Ramsey's on 104, and you've got to bear in mind he missed six games consecutively, seven?
Yeah, he's nailed on in that midfield. He's fantastic. But I mean, can we talk about, obviously I am an Arsenal fan, but, you know, is it promising? Was it nice football watching, obviously, Aubameyang?
Yeah.
I now know how to pronounce his name. Aubameyang, obviously. Mkhitaryan with three assists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was good.
Hell, is this exciting for
anyone
else?
I'll tell
you
what was good about it. No? First of all, Everton are shit. But... Arsenal were doing the thing that they're always supposed to fucking do, score where games. You get the ball to the byline and pull it back. That's how Ramsey scored every one of his goals.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to have been doing for fucking 10 years.
They start doing that. Well, it was only yesterday, actually, obviously, talking about, just about to mention Walcott and Theo obviously went there, you know, and I've got no malice against him. He's a lovely young lad. But Walcott came out and said, and this is since he signed for Everton during the January transfer window, he said that Sanchez was a bit of a poisonous character. He was a bit of a monster at Arsenal. Like, you know, he was very much for himself.
Oh, really?
He said, even in training, he said, but Wilshere one time stood up to him because he's a fucking lunatic, isn't he? Bless him. Love.
He's probably off his tits on laughing gas.
Yeah. Hippie crack or whatever they call it. But yeah, he said as soon as he leaves, that team will start playing.
Oh, again. Really?
And it did take, you know, we did get beaten by Swansea the other day. But other than that, you know, it takes a while to readjust. And I think now...
You found a team worse than Swansea.
We found...
That's it. People want Allardyce out already. But no, it did work. Like, it worked, you know, the whole... People got excited about Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan and Ramsey playing well. And every now and then, it will work.
Some people got very excited about Aubameyang.
Yeah, but... Every now and then it will work. But I actually brought in Walcott from Everton, to be fair.
Yeah, I brought him in my sausage and I very nearly brought him in my actual team. Yeah.
Because he's obviously going to play. He gives them pace that they definitely don't have. And he got those two goals against Leicester. So I'll be sticking by Walcott at 7.2 million for a little bit to see how he gets on. Sunday football was Palace versus Newcastle 1-0. Milivojevic, as we talked, I think we talked about him in the last podcast as a penalty taker. And again,
three goals in five for Palace. 4.7 mil, wild card potential.
Definitely. He's like in that realm, isn't he?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Why not? Because I've had Sermon at Bournemouth on my bench for fucking ages. He ain't played for about eight games in a row. He's been injured.
Yeah.
For someone who plays in his role, Milivojevic, to have six goals this season is very good.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and those now, kind of players shouldn't get that.
And now after the penalty thing a few weeks ago, he's always going to be taking penalties, isn't he?
Benteke should never have been taking them in the first fucking place.
Yeah. So now at least you know it's definitely going to be him.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And he's on 82 points for the season, which you're probably, if you're looking for someone at 4.7 million to facilitate game, but you won't get better than him.
Yeah. No. By the time you read this, surely it's gone up or...
Yeah, but even even then, I think you'll struggle to find a 4.7 million midfielder, 4.8 million, who plays 90 minutes every week in case there's a strange...
That was Sermon before he got injured.
Yeah.
That was my little golden boy. My lovely boy.
My lovely horse.
My lovely golden horse.
How much did we say it was?
4.7. But that does lead me on to a 4.7, who they were playing Newcastle, and I brought in Kennedy.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was your little change for the week, wasn't
the on-loan midfielder from Chelsea. I did it in my draft format as well. He hasn't played 90 minutes in both his games, but he started both of them. And he actually, Iosi Perez got a tiny nick on the corner, otherwise it would have been his assist, and he would have two assists in two games. So he got 8 points against Burnley, but only the one against Palace. But I think he's a good 4.7 million pick as well, to be honest with you.
To put Milivojevic in perspective, right? So he's 4.7. The other players around him, Arta's got 27 points. Plough, is it Plough, P-U-G-H?
Pew.
Pew, sorry, yeah. It's got 26 points. Another guy that's not played ever, Schneidling, 31. Yeah. Foden, 1. Diaz, 3. Kennedy, wow. 9. It's like
Foden,
mental.
1.
Like, he is so far ahead of the people around
him. It's unfair to put Kennedy in that bracket because he only played 2 games all season. But yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But that's the kind of players you're talking about.
Yeah, so he's good value. But Kennedy's mine anyway. Don't get hands off him. Talking of a minute ago, penalties, it would have been a smooth segue then until we started chatting about other stuff.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's my fault. Bloody penalties, Liverpool Spurs, isn't it? Seamless.
Bloody penalties. Ugh.
No Weesh. One. No. Did you see, obviously, Harry Kane missed a penalty, then scored a penalty. The cheeky bastard walked off the pitch set and looked down the sort of barrel of the camera and went, you can't give me two goes. You can't give me two goes.
Oh.
I think mine was closer. My impression.
Yeah, it was good.
Although I think I got the quote wrong. But
yeah.
You never missed two.
I saw 2 replays of it, of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I haven't seen the supposed dive once.
The Dele Alli dive?
No, I thought for Kane's penalty people were talking about it as a dive.
I don't think it was a dive. It was a weird one. I think the Lino celebrates when he gives it.
Yeah, he shakes his fist, and that's what was picked up on.
Because he's a Spurs fan, it's because he's a nerd. It's because obviously the ref went with him and he's like, yes, teacher likes me.
Yeah, so it's like essential. That. Yeah, it's the same as giving him an apple and the teacher going, well done. But let's put a gold star on your chart. And he's just
it was very much that. Yeah, you didn't wet the bed last night. Boffing. So he's like, the incident for Kane's one was one of those where he just, I don't know, there's a connection. If it happened on the halfway line, you probably get a foul and no one complains. So it was one of them. Dele Alli's was an outrageous dive. Like an outrageous dive.
Oh, was it?
Fucking ridiculous.
He got booked for it.
So. I can't imagine he will do anything stupider this week.
Yeah.
Amazing. Exactly.
He really does take the piss. Gives the piss. All the piss. All the piss. But but Salah scores 2 goals. Once again, I have him in my side and don't captain him. And you've got to learn the lesson of why don't you just captain him every week, as Ash said. So it kind of makes sense.
That's definitely something that I'm starting. Oh, we got a tweet from someone that said, I followed Ash's formula of captaining a midfielder at home for the last few weeks. It's gone well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, they're away to Southampton next week and then at home to West Ham the next week after. And at home to Newcastle the week after that. So there's an argument to be said. Just catch him for the next 3 weeks. It will average out.
Well, this game week 26, I finally joined the rest of humanity and brought in Salah.
Right.
Wow. Game week 26 took me that long.
And you're still beating me.
And I'm still beating Craig. But only marginally now. But I'm hoping that kind of... I've been thinking for a while about bringing
Sandy Dock's vegan.
Yes, Sandy talks me. Sandy talks me. Stephen Fry and Alan Davis, a lot of QI presenters. But I've kind of been doing what Ash has. Like, I've only taken like 2 points hits all season.
Oh,
I think.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't
really
done many.
Trying not to do them.
Yeah.
Only in absolute desperation. So I've been waiting. So it's like I do transfers like every other week. I'll do 2.
Yeah,
it just works out so much better that way. So then I had to wait to get Salah.
Well, because I've been behind you, I've had to be careful on mine. So yeah, I've generally just thought, right, I'll do that move in 2 weeks then, and just kind of hold off.
I think it helps with players like say Gross, where you transfer him out after 2 weeks because he hasn't scored, but then he'll score, and then you end up just always fucking about. If you just leave them. Like, eventually it comes back round, and if
I've
not...
I've kind of been thinking about that. Yeah. Just leave your team.
Just leave them alone, they'll be fine. That's Tom's parenting technique. Them. Yeah, leave them. They'll be fine.
And if it gets to a week where you've got no...
I've got a funny story about that, actually.
If it gets to a week where you've got no transfers, like, you've got a spare transfer, but no one else needs to change, then you can, like, make those little tweaks.
Yeah. What I do, if I've got a free transfer, I'll just give it to a homeless person.
That's good.
I'm a really nice guy.
That's good of you, that. Yeah, that is good. But yeah, 2 for Salah. Victor Wanyama had no right to score, but did.
What a goal.
Kane gets a goal. And for all the talk of him being expensive, maybe not worth it, that's 10 goals in 8 games still for Harry Kane. Oh. And then Monday Night Football, MNF, out of nowhere, Watford give Chelsea an absolute battering 4-1.
Dicking.
Eden Hazard scores, but Yann-Mat Pereira-Deeney and a guy definitely worth considering, Deulofeu. It's astonishing to think he's at Watford.
Mental, isn't it?
A little bit.
A lot of people are saying that. Yeah, they're saying he's going to be moving on to bigger and better things next year.
Oh, totally. But for the next 4
Real
months,
Real Madrid apparently, or
well, he was.
It Can't all win, but every year he goes and then comes back and then goes somewhere else.
That's true.
He's off again.
But he's got, you know what he's got about them? Like, the Premier League is littered with stories of players who go on loan in those last 4 or 5 months of the season and just have like a bit of a holiday where they bang in a load of goals. When you think of all the ones that have done it, Tevez did for West Ham all those years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, just those cult heroes who turn up for 6 months or whatever and have an absolute blinder. And Delafay at Watford seems like he might be one of those players.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Do you think Conte's in trouble?
Definitely.
That's two back-to-back big old fucking losses.
Yeah. It's got to be a killer for quite a few people who have invested big in the Chelsea defence by now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are loads of people who wild-carded Alonso in.
Yeah. And then out of nowhere, there's like Alonso doesn't play.
He's gone yellow.
He's definitely in trouble. And the only thing that makes you think someone's in trouble more than a Watford 4-1 doing is coming out in the press and going, "No, there's no trouble." So that instantly makes you go, "Right, he's fucked." Then there's problems.
So I didn't watch the game last night. Obviously, the whole Troy Deeney scoring. And then giving the finger to the Chelsea fans, that was everywhere. But the big thing for me that I saw on Twitter, get us on Twitter at Gaffer Tapes, is everyone in the fucking world saying Bakayoko is the worst player ever. Worst player. Kidney Rob texts me that. He hasn't even got Twitter. Yeah? Kidney Rob texts me and went, Bakayoko's the worst. He's got a radio and he's listening to that and he knew.
He's definitely not the best.
He went, hit that. Everyone's saying he is absolute dog shit. I saw his sending off, which was fucking just stupid, wasn't it?
Two bookings in 5 minutes is always stupid. No matter what the circumstances are, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's...
silly.
A few of them will get cleaned out with Conte when he inevitably goes, I think.
It was very much like last week. I was having a shit week up until this last game and I knew everyone had Chelsea players and I only had Doucouré left. And like last week, if you remember, everyone had Liverpool players and I only had Fabianski left. Well, Liverpool did shit. Fabianski got major points. This week, Chelsea did shit and Doucouré got 10 points and had a decent week.
Nice.
And he was my last player left.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a bit of a weird one to end the week where people might have thought they could pick up an extra 20 points and they really, really didn't. But we can have a look at how it affected the Gaffer Tapes League. A few bits of moving around going to the top 10. So in 10th place is Rob Holland with Dynamo Chicken Kiev. In 9th place, 420 Fedora Fanatics. In 8th place is Luke Barlow with Duma Army. In 7th place...
Official Gafferazzi Luke Barlow. Sorry, just need to snip in there and just say he's a patron of the podcast.
But there you go. You get an extra mention. Well done, Barlow. Yeah, Barlow! In 7th place is Darren Carroll, Ultimate Fitness. Is he selling a gym membership? Oh, that's awful. 6th place is Ian McLean with George Michael's Tackle. In 5th place is Better Call Salah. In 4th place is Fleeto, managed by Grant Murphy. He's down to 4th. In 3rd place up is Steve Cliff.
Clifty's
middling 11. Always there and thereabouts. He's consistent.
It's been a while, isn't it? It's been a while, well, Clifty.
In 2nd place is Stevie Sunshine, cruise controlled on 1,644 points. And 4 points ahead of him in 1st place is Joe Stone. He's still at number 1 for Fook's sake, Ake, IU Blind. But very small margins for top of the Gaffer Tapes League.
It is, isn't it? I tell you what, it's the same old names, though, that's proving that they're just generally...
Yeah, give other people a chance.
Do you know what I mean? Let's be fair. Let's be fair. Like when you play Sunday League, you've got to let the little kid have a run around. A little fat one. You can still join the Gaffer Tapes Mini League with the pin 1072-420 or go to thegaffertapes.com/join.
And you take your points with you so you won't start at the bottom.
Bring your points. We are going to cut it off. Everyone's just begging us to cut it off at
the
moment.
You need to get in there now.
I like the fact that we just get more and more people in the league. And it's not really going to affect where I am.
It's not real life, guys.
Oh, no, sorry. Before we do our positions, we need to award Manager of the Month for January. The manager of the month for January is Charlie Bryan with It's Up for Grabs Now.
Well, nice. Hey, well done, Charlie.
Well done, mate. We'll try to give you something if you contact us at info@thegaffertapes.com. But I'd just like to point out that fourth in January's manager of the month was our very own Mr. Ash Kearnsworth.
And everyone knows that it's January. In January, we always give a prize to fourth place.
You get a copy of Fantasy Football Manager.
I was only 7 points off.
You had a belter.
January's normally where I have a drunken meltdown and yeah. destroy my teams.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's the, now, the opposite of dry only, January for Ash, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not only have you sorted out your drinking issue, you're bucking your ideas up in fantasy football. Quickly, our positions before we go. Ash, 19th in the Gaffer Tapes League. You're a no-click wanker. That is
big news.
He's still really good. You're like green arrows in all your leagues. We were looking at him earlier. He's doing really well in like some real like big boy leagues.
Life's good.
Yeah, loving it. No-click wanker. Big T-Dog, people's champ. This is the one that everyone really wants to know. Second out of the gaffers, I'm 445th, A-click wanker. Craig, 566th. To be fair, there's only about less than 20 points between us, I think.
Wow.
Dominic Monaghan, 534th in the Gaffer Tapes League. And Asmir Begovic, currently not doing so good fantasy football-wise in FPO. In our league, he's 1,235th. But I was looking at Asmir and I thought it's quite interesting because, you know, we talk about the game a lot. We don't have many players, well, I don't think anyone has, as any league members who are actually players within the game. And I was looking at Asmir as a potential pick from now, right? So he's on 83 points. He's got 5 clean sheets. He's 4.5 mil, 4.1% picked. And his run now is really nice. So if people are bringing in a, you know, doing a little wild card, you know, he's got a few good green fixtures. He's got Huddersfield away, Newcastle at home, then Leicester away, and then he's got a tough one, Spurs at home. But then 3 greens, West Brom, Watford and Palace.
Plus, he's really handsome.
He's lovely. Ooh. And I think I must have said this before, but if you ever want to look short and fat, stand next to Asmir Begovic. Because those photos, honestly, I'm a big one for tweeting photos of me next to celebrities that I've met. Doc Brown in the Crystal Palace VIP box, loving it. Can't tweet the one of me and me, and especially with me and you, we look like a couple of fucking hobbits next to him. Oh, it's ridiculous. We look like his like little Down syndrome sons. He's like, oh, I've just brought him out for the day. I'm not happy about it.
You're going to hold his hand out onto the pitch next time.
Yeah.
How crazy is it that Begovic is Bournemouth's highest scoring player? You never thought I'd have Bournemouth.
Is he?
Yeah, you'd think they'd be like,
he's they got
could
some
see goals
points.
And, you know.
Yeah, they've got a lot of attacking threats, yeah.
Yeah.
But then they also spend £15 million on Jordan Ibe and he's terrible, so you never know. But it's one of those, oh, well, maybe Asmir's worth a look then. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, well, I just noticed it, yeah, from having a look. And obviously you can probably go back and listen to me and Ash on Asmir's podcast.
You probably can.
Probably can.
But yeah, coming up in part two, we're going to go through some tweets and Facebook as usual. And we've got a little story to tell of a viral moment that you may or may not know about in part two. And then part three, obviously we're going to look ahead at the fixtures for the next game week. And is the latest instalment of Tom versus Ash in the Gaffer Tapes quiz. All that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hi guys, it's a new song for new signing Aubameyang. So hope to see you singing it on the terraces soon. Aubameyang, every now and then I get a little bit tired of finishing fourth. Aubameyang, every now and then I get a little bit tired of waiting for a Wobi to score. Turn around, Aubameyang, turn around and score us a goal. 'Cause I need you now tonight, and Wenger needs you more than ever. With Ozil on your right, you'll be scoring goals together. From now on we'll do it just right. We're still in this fight, 'cause once upon a time we had Ian Wright. Now we're just a little bit shy. Aubameyang playing in red and white.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Ash, and the man of the moment, Tom?
Emirates Gary.
What was that, yeah. Tom?
What was that?
One word, mate. Viral.
Amazing.
One fucking word, viral.
There's a few other words that came up, but we'll talk about that in a second.
There was a lot. Mostly nonce.
I was at work, right? Yeah. I didn't know this was going on, and my phone just started vibrating. Like, yeah. You know, like it's almost off the desk. And it was like, you have 2,000 comments. Like, what? And they're all like, this guy's a fucking nonce. What a cunt. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, what's Tom done?
For our international listeners, nonce is a very colloquial British term for paedophile. So that song that you're
going to say, an elegant gentleman.
if you didn't know what that was, it was a little song that Tom put out there in the Twitter.
Well,
sphere.
I can't take all the credit. It was my idea, so I put the hat on, I put the earphones on, I put the glasses on. I sent a video of myself to Craig, just going, "Oh, baby, yang." Every now and then I get it. Like that.
Oh, really?
Just the normal chorus. Yeah. And he went, "Well, don't do that." Right. And he basically wrote the song.
Did he really?
Yeah. So he messaged it to me straight away. And I was like, fuck. Okay. So I grabbed a pen and paper. I wrote it down. While my little boy was in the bath, right? We leave him in the bath. You know, it's a couple of inches deep. It's fine.
Unattended.
Yeah. He's nearly two. It's fine. He's having a bath. He's in there playing. But while I was writing it down, I went back, right? He'd shit in the bath. That's something I haven't told anyone. And I thought, as I had this bit of paper in my hand with a fucking song about a Bamiyang, I thought, I've really got to prioritise my life. Because it was just, he had about 12 shits just floating around him in the bath. And he's just going, "Daddy!" Like that.
Just going, "A Bamiyang."
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But,
So we did. Yeah. So Craig wrote it.
Please do go onto it. YouTube and search The Gaffers.
One of the channels,
and you can see why, for instance, Tom was getting such hatred of some people on Twitter. He does look a bit special.
If you don't know, it did go mental for a few days. It's had about 3 million views across the internet. Gary Lineker tweeted it. The Sport Bible picked up on it. There's about 1.5 million views in the Sport Bible. ESPN UK messaged us about it. All these huge accounts, Odds Bible.
TV Sport from South Korea. So, yeah, all the big ones.
Yeah, we got a message from South. But the thing is, like, we had a few journalists, like The Sun put it on their website, The Sun newspaper put it on their website, and we had people messaging us. But the thing is, they didn't realise, and that's everyone's problem. No one's realised it's a parody. TalkSport realised it was a parody, and in their like little article about it, they were like, "Comedian Tom, I was talking about death tapes, blah, blah, blah." They were the only ones. Everyone else obviously thought I was a serious fucking bloke. Watch the video. I look mental, right? But everyone, no one realised. And we were getting messages from like people, like journalists and stuff, and they thought they were talking to, essentially, someone who's slightly retarded. They're going, "First of all, I'd like to say you have a lovely voice. It's a really good..." And I've had to go, "Sorry, we're an award-winning fantasy football comedy podcast. Like, it's a joke." And they go, "Oh, thank fuck for that. Okay, can we print it?"
We tentatively called him Emirates Gary. And with his Twitter bio saying that he's been sitting in the same seat at the Emirates for 22 years, which obviously there's a problem with, because it's only been there since 2006. But someone even tweeted Emirates Gary asking if they could use the video. And it's like, he's not real. Emirates Gary's not real.
We think you're very brave, Gary. I'd love to use your video. Honestly, that was how people were doing it.
And Tom's a charity patron for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I'm going to go and swim with some dolphins and some little fellas.
But no, it was very funny. But a few of the comments that we got were like, if you want to play a mini game of Blankety Blankash, so after seeing Tom's video, and like I say, I can't reiterate enough, you need to watch it, not just listen to it. If you're listening to this podcast, go to our YouTube channel and watch it.
We'll go to our Twitter. It's easy, isn't it? It's pinned at the top,
but we won't get any money if you watch on Twitter.
We won't get any money on YouTube, but it's good.
Yeah, we probably
won't.
Also,
we're going to be putting some good stuff on our YouTube soon, so we want to see it. But little Blankety Blankash, after seeing it, what do you complete this comment where they said, "Don't let him near blank."
I think I know this one.
"Don't let him near knives?
Children." Jesus. "Don't let him near children." Oh. Was that one? Another little one. "Check his blank blank."
Oh, criminal record?
"Hard drive." Nearly, though.
Oh. I woke up one morning, so it all went mad on the Thursday. I woke up Friday morning, I looked, and the first thing I saw was a comment from someone calling me a cunt crumpet. Which... I mean, it cheered me up. A cunt crumpet.
This is like my experience on Coach Trip. Just abuse that you get for no real reason.
Well, the difference is, do you know what? I don't like it. If someone says, "Oh, this is a podcast, it wasn't very funny," or something like that, I fucking hate it. I hate them. They're dead. They are fucking dead. But for this, I was getting called the worst stuff. Someone went, "Don't let him near." I thought when you said "don't let him near," I thought it was going to be farmyard animals. If someone said that. And they just washed off me because it's a character, isn't it? I put a fucking hat on and all this. But my wife had to say that. It was going around her office. Everyone at her office was watching it. She looked and she was like, oh God. And someone come up to her and went, have you seen this? She went, it's my husband. They didn't believe it. And then they thought, and then they realized it was, and they were like, oh shit. And she went, he doesn't look like that. He doesn't dress like that. Look, this is him. And she was like, I was trying to find photos of you looking really attractive. And she was like, this is him normally. He's a comedian.
So people actually came up to her and saying, have you seen this? And she had to explain it was, and she had to go, lied.
Yeah, that's actually my husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine that? And they're obviously laughing, going, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, you're married to this guy.
Then you're like, yeah, so you've got a son. Yeah, it was one of them, yeah.
It was bloody good fun.
It was good fun, and it was, like I said, I think it was over 4 million views worldwide in the end, so it was a good fun day where Tom and I were giggling. I giggled a lot looking at it, but I mean, once you see it, Tom actually zooms the camera in into his eyes at the end. It's quite obvious it's a joke, but some people, eh?
Some people don't really, I know. But who would have thought that football fans on social media wouldn't get irony?
Yeah, and it makes me wonder whether the Salah... Ooh, Manny is putting it on. Now that we are at the other end of that, I wonder if all the kind of people before, because we've all been guilty of going, that guy's a loon. And now
we never would have messaged him directly. No, of course not. You're a cunt.
No. No. I'd have never questioned if he should be allowed near infants. No. But anyway, right.
I don't know, though. The guy, you were quite upset about the Ferry Jacker guy.
Oh yeah,
the Granit Xhaka song.
Granit Xhaka, oh my god, he wasn't putting it on. That kid was real.
I don't know how you could watch my video and not realise I'm joking. You're stupider than me. You're stupider than that fictional character if you don't fucking realise.
But no, hey, say what you like about the song, but not about Emirates Gary. He's been going to that seat in the Emirates for 22 years.
Love that guy. Yeah. There's already a parody Emirates Gary account, and if you want to buy an Emirates Gary t-shirt, we've got them at thegaffertapes.com/shop. We genuinely do. We pounced, mate. I was there. I was like, right, get them on.
There's only been about 3 Emirates Gary tweets t-shirt. But the one of them is that when Arsenal beat Everton 5-1 was, missed the game, I was at the leisure centre, what was the score?
I love him. He's my kind of guy.
Anyway, we thought we had to mention it in the social segment. It's going to struggle to get a bigger social segment than that. But we will have a couple of your questions, a bit less because we self-indulged in our own parody songs. But it does bode well for coming soon. There will watch this space. We will have a Gaffer Tapes World Cup song. And now you can believe it's going to be good because...
Well, I can't believe that you've officially announced it, Craig. So that means we definitely have to...
It's nearly written, so it's good.
We've never announced things and then not followed through on it, so it's...
Yeah, that's right.
No, exactly. You know,
like, next week's guest, Frank Sinatra. Couldn't think of anyone. Thought of Frank Sinatra. That's never going to happen. He's been dead for ages. Definitely. Yeah, we're working on the World Cup song.
Yeah, speaking of which...
We can't talk about the other thing, can we?
No, we can't.
No. Okay.
No, we can't. Play the jingle, Tom.
Okay, let's play the jingle.
Wait.
Go on.
Tom Davies is coming on next week.
Is he? Yay!
Yeah, right. Our very own Matt Damon. To reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes. But we can always rely on solid jingles. That's what we can always rely on. Yeah. Always rely. What have we got?
We've got one. Do we have one?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we've got some in. Oh, Tony, Aston Villa FC says, is Giroud going to be Chelsea's main striker as Morata is injured? Thanks, guys. Morata's injured. They've got no Bakayoko as well.
Who's a midfielder.
Didn't he used to fill up front?
I know
Hazard's been playing.
But Giroud will play. Like he's gone there. I think it's a brilliant signing.
I was gutted to see him go as an Arsenal fan. Yeah.
He's only played 90 minutes once for Arsenal this season, which is pretty ridiculous. In fact, he played 90 minutes. He played a 45 minutes. Everything from that was 25 minutes or under. Other than that, which for a guy who's delivered what he has over the last few years, I thought was a bit disrespectful.
It was like people didn't realise until he was on his way out that everyone going, he scored 125 goals in 250 games.
Yeah,
well,
quite popular.
And he plays average of fucking.
Yeah, if you're scoring one in two games,
ridiculous. Yeah.
That's a good return. Also,
well, I said a while ago on the podcast that I felt he didn't get a fair crack at the whip at Arsenal, which I thought was a fair comment. Someone tweeted us going, what are you talking about? He didn't get a fair crack at the whip. He got played and couldn't fucking produce. He's a bottle job. He's this, he's that.
Yeah.
Probably the same person that called Emirates Gary a punk. But I just think that's bullshit. I just think why he's got rid of him. Get rid of one of the other fucking.
But he scores.
I'd rather have Giroud over Danny Welbeck any day.
He scored 12 goals last season in 2100 minutes. So it's a goal every 100 minutes. Like, not bad. It's a goal, like, basically every game, pretty much.
Yeah, because it was just limited over, to subs appearances. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I
just think they always say if you're getting one and two, that's very good at that level. And I don't know what more. And also, you've got to remember, although he's a target man, although he's not like a Peter Crouch of a target man, he is a guy who you sometimes, in desperation, hit it to him and hope it sticks. But if you were getting one in two, if you were getting one goal every two games from, let's say, Peter Crouch or Andy Carroll, you'd be very happy. Like, if Andy Carroll gets you one in two, even at his best time at Newcastle, Andy Carroll wasn't getting one in two. So... Mm. Looking it up, actually, Andy Carroll, 31 in 80 at Newcastle. So he's playing that role. He's got a 1-2. I don't know what more you want from him. He's happy. He's happy to get minutes off the bench. He scores off the bench. I don't know.
How many times last season did we see it where they just dicked about all game, did nothing, then brought him on and started crossing the ball to him, and then they scored? Like 90th minute goal.
If someone was to put together a goals from the bench statistic in Premier League or a goals to minutes ratio, it'd be good. So I think it's a good sign for Chelsea. In FPL, they've only got two recognised forwards on the game. Obviously, Morata is out until they're saying not the game week coming, the one after. Then he's not going there to sit on the bench and play 25 minutes again. So presumably he's either going to get more involvement from the bench, but also rotating in and out and starting. So, yeah.
He came on in the last game, didn't he? Last night against Watford.
Yeah. Unless they play Hazard up front.
Well, yeah, that's what they've been doing. Yeah. But they got But was Bakayoko not like...
Who was it?
A striker last year?
Bakayoko didn't just come in.
I thought they
sold someone to Dortmund when...
Diego Costa was obviously still there.
I think it's someone else.
Yeah.
He's not going to start every game, but, you know, next week it's West Brom at home, so it might be a case of, cool, right, physical challenge, you know, Hegazi, etc. Let's get Giroud in. Giroud's going to start that game and have a bit more of a physical presence. I don't know. But he's going to play games, but the problem from a fantasy point of view is you don't know which fucking ones he's going to start because he isn't going to start every one of them.
He's quite expensive on it.
Yeah, that is the problem, isn't it?
So from a football point of view, I think he'll do great and I can't wait for him to do great. But from a fantasy point of view, sadly, no, it's probably not going to happen, is it?
We're thinking of Batshuayi, aren't we?
Oh, that's who we're thinking of, yeah.
Because he's obviously gone the other way.
Yeah, Batshuayi's gone, yeah. And he's in a simple, like, but for what Conte clearly just didn't trust Batshuayi. I don't think he didn't like him. I think he didn't trust him to be able to carry a front line of a title challenge inside. Giroud's got, doesn't, you know, he doesn't need to earn his place. Giroud knows what he's doing. So I don't think he's going to start every game, but I don't think he wanted to start every game at Arsenal. He just wanted to be involved and be a part of it. And 22 minutes.
Let him go, man. That really annoyed me.
22 minutes every other week isn't being a part of it.
It's so difficult to tell with them though, isn't it? Like Willian, they just like randomly, just every so often, don't play. And
yeah, because I was thinking about bringing Willian in because obviously West Brom at home is a fucking beautiful fixture for Chelsea. I was thinking about bringing him in, but obviously he's been on and off, hasn't played. And I was like, I said to Kidney Rob update number two. I said, has he been injured or what? And he was like, no, he just don't always get picked. I think he picked up a bit of an injury a couple of weeks ago.
Same with Fabregas. It's just like. The time.
But then obviously now Bakayoko's out, Fabregas might play more.
Yeah.
But how mental is that a thing to say?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's all a bit strange. I mean, one more dig at Arsenal. Sorry, Tom. Cheers, Lacazette's there, the guy who couldn't get Giroud out of the French side. He's got 9 goals in this season. So say he finishes this season on 10 goals. 12? Let's say he finished on 12 goals, 13? Are you saying Giroud couldn't have got those goals in Lacazette's minutes?
As many minutes as Lacazette. Well, even though Lacazette doesn't ever play 90 minutes all
so,
the time.
So, I don't know. You know.
I agree.
All of a sudden, Lacazette's the answer, and he hasn't been. Yeah. So,
he fucking ain't been.
But Aubameyang is obviously the new answer. So, yeah, be interesting. Mm. But, yeah.
Crazy. Fair enough. We got one. Let's speed through it. Oh, so we got one from James Edrup. Non-FPL related, he said. Hope you're all watching McMafia, lads. Top-notch TV. I watched the first episode of McMafia. Are you, either of you watching it?
I've only just heard about it because before I thought it was just a burger at McDonald's with a bit of prosciutto on it.
Oh, nice.
Lads.
And some gorgonzola. I watched the first one and my missus just started looking at her phone halfway through. Not even halfway through, 10 minutes in. And I thought it was all right. It wasn't as...
To be fair, Mafia. It was the same day the Dele Alli video dropped.
It was, and she was quite preoccupied. But no, I watched the first episode, I thought it was all right. I could have watched it. I was looking for something. I've finished Peaky Blinders now. So
I don't know McMafia at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's all right. You might like it, actually. It's quite good. First episode was decent, yeah. It's Russian Mafia, but it's like, it's not. It's interesting.
Weirdly, my mum just messaged me asking if I was watching it.
Really?
It's that.
Again, the Dele Alli video or McMahon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, have you seen how many fucking pubes he's got? Hairy bastard.
Yeah, that's what she texted me.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Hairy bastard. I watched the first one, but my missus wasn't into it, and I don't ever really watch telly when she's not around.
As a quick response, James, I'm only just getting to the later episodes of Black Mirror. And then I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to watch stuff that I've already seen so that I can talk about it at her constantly.
Get her on The Sopranos and then I'll come round and we can talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's my favourite.
Lovely.
Yeah, we did have more Facebooks, but we talked about my video for too long. So let's move on to the biggest section of the bloody week. Simple as that. It is, of course, tweets from a tweet.
What's happening?
What is happening?
I don't know. Who knows? Robert Holland tweeted us and said, seeing Adrian in my team week in, week out. Sorry, I'll start that one again. Because
you get it right.
I can't. Yeah, I know, but it's like, do a bit of like hyphening or something. Seeing Adrian in my team week in, week out is upsetting. What's the best set and forget? Oh, again, set dash and dash forget. Goalie for the rest of the season. Keep up the good work.
I think the that's already
work.
Too late.
I saw the sorry about keep up the good work. Cross that one out. Yeah.
Worst bit of this week in, week out
is upsetting. What's the best set and forget goalkeeper?
Robert Holland is a top 10 Gaffer Tate's player, and you've just butchered his question.
Is he? I'm so sorry, Robert.
So sorry. Robert. What do you reckon, Ash? That's one for you. Best set and forget goalie for the rest of the season. I like that phrase. I love that phrase.
That's really good. Sorry, I butchered it. Set and forget. That's great. Set and forget. You can't really say that on like other podcasts. It's probably like trademarked.
Well, like how isn't it?
I guarantee you next week they'll be welcome to the Set and Forget podcast, the FPL podcast for your goalkeeping needs. And another one.
There's one a week that comes out. That's
This season I've only played De Gea and Pope. Just traded them, swapped them with each other and had some other guy, like backup goalkeeper. Just one of those two. Like De Gea's fixtures are a bit harder.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. Just pick one and stick with them.
I would say, have you got the goalkeepers in front of you or no?
Yeah.
You do. So I won't ask it as a question because it's pretty cut and dry as to what the best goalkeeper to have in your squad is in the game. And it's Fabianski. He's the fourth highest scoring keeper in the game and he's 4.6 million.
So I've had Elliot and Fabianski all season. Elliot hasn't played for half the season. So if I sometimes put him in if Newcastle have got a better fixture and Fabianski ends up playing off the bench, Fabianski gets 3 points standard. He never gets 2 points because he makes so many saves, even if they concede.
The only goalkeepers above Fabianski are De Gea, Pope and Edison. So that's him above.
Fabianski for me, I was going to say that.
Above Cech, Lloris, Courtois, above all of those.
Because no one wants to get rid of their second keeper. So I've had Elliot in for so long.
Yeah.
And Fabianski has essentially been my goalie.
What are you talking about? Well, why would you have Fabianski? As your reserve, your main goalkeeper?
No, he's saying he's his main goalkeeper.
He's essentially my main, and I put Elliot in case Elliot does play, but he never plays because he's injured, and then he might get like
You've gone wrong. You've had a breakdown.
Fabianski's been great.
But he's not...
If you would put Fabianski in and goalkeeper that position the whole season, if you put everyone in, he's the fourth best. Only three would have done better than him.
Yeah,
but that's, I get that, but you pick Pope, wouldn't you? Because they're like almost the same price.
No, but I'm saying that I've gone for Fabianski so far and it's done me all right.
I see.
Also, if you want to talking of goalkeepers, if you want to go off the beaten path a little bit, Loris Karius, obviously not a good goalkeeper, but he's the definite number one now, but he's still priced as a number two at 4.8 million for a top keeper, for a top side, sorry, for Liverpool. But, you know, they are going to concede. But it's worth knowing. It's worth thinking about. But yeah, but that's cool. That nearly caused a row. We haven't had one of them in a while.
Thanks, Robert Holly. It's been a while since you two had the thing about what would you rather, or what's more likely, Arsenal to win something or England to win the World Cup or something like that. I can't remember, but I just remember you were shouting at each other and it was like mummy and daddy fighting. We got a tweet from Johnny Cooper. He said, I'm on a wild card, Sanchez or Mkhitaryan. Yeah. It was quite an abrupt tweet.
He's also paying by the word.
Yeah, exactly. I like the fact that he's sitting there thinking, fucking hell, quickly.
Johnny love Gaffer's marriage?
Johnny, thrifty. Johnny Cooper, I'm on a wild card, Sanchez or Mkhitaryan? Mickey, save some money. Boom, I just call him Mickey now because I'm an Arsenal fan and he plays for Arsenal. So.
Yeah, that's it. What do you reckon? Who do you think is going to be the biggest success at their new relative clubs, Ash?
I think long-term Sanchez, but I think Mkhitaryan is better value in the game, isn't he?
And he loves Aubameyang.
Aubameyang, yeah.
I nearly did that. I've had to stop.
Luke Kempner actually tweeted us saying, you fuckers, I've had that song in my head all day.
Oh, so many people have said that. Well, the thing was, I didn't watch. I don't have a social life and I have a son, my father. But I made sure that people were watching the game, the Arsenal-Everton game, to listen to see if the crowd were actually going to do it. Because we were getting big pockets of fans saying, I'm going to fucking sing this. And I was like, if I hear that sung at the Emirates, then that is...
Then football is dead.
Football is dead. I've never, ever... It's just essentially a mic drop, isn't it? I'm just leaving the gaffer tapes and I'm just going to go and live on an island happy.
But apart from his next couple of games are tough for old Mkhitaryan. He's 7.8. I'm sure he started the season at 8 because I had him on my team a few times. Yeah, he did. 8. He went up to 8.5.
I think it's definitely a Mkhitaryan. There's still yet no evidence to suggest that an £11.8 million midfielder this season is worth it for anyone.
So silly.
Let alone when it's Sanchez.
Yeah, it's Salah I'd buy for anybody, basically. Apart from that,
no
chance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, fucking hell, how much more expensive is Sanchez than Salah? It's ridiculous. Yeah, 1.5 mil difference.
So many good.
He's got less points than... Anthony Martial at that club is cost 8.1 and has more points than him. So, yeah, it's all a bit weird. But, yeah. Tom.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's finish on a little email. We haven't had an email for a bit. We had an email from Jimmy Pyle, the Pylon. He said, hi gaffers, my first email this year. Congrats on a great 2017. My highlights were Doc Brown, the live show, and the shitting in the hand story.
Was that this year?
No, last year.
It was 2017. Yeah, it's not this year. Right. Yeah, 2 weeks. I'm floundering in FPL due to poor striker choices. What three strikers, realistic money-wise, would you go for if you couldn't touch your team for the rest of the season? That's interesting. Thanks... And keep up the great work. The Turncoat Hobbit JP, Jimmy Pyle, who used to play, was it Telegraph Fantasy Football, I think he said?
Outrageous.
Yeah. That's quite interesting. So if you had to leave your team now and you had to put in three strikers, obviously you can't just say Kane, Aguero, Lukaku. Not that you put in fucking Lukaku anyway.
Because you can't get
would
them.
You?
Somewhere, so realistic money-wise, you said.
I think I'd have to look at ones that I know are going to play. I would still just stick with Kane. So yeah, Kane will be in there. I'd probably say it'll probably be a combination of Kane, Vardy,
Firmino maybe,
and as the third, it's a tough one, that third, but it might well be my lineup in next week, Kane, Vardy and Jordan Ayew, just because I want somebody who's going to play 90 minutes. But
well, I've got Kane, Aguero, Jordan Ayew, so that's relatively, I don't know, Aubameyang.
Do you think so?
Possibly, yeah, 10.5, you get rid of Aguero for Aubameyang. Get a, you know, little
some cash back.
1 point something, bit of cash back to put in your midfield. Yeah, maybe.
Is he wild carded? I guess he's thinking about it.
He must be.
Must be. I would wait a week. I'd give them all one more week to see how they get on.
Tell them they got one more week.
Well, you've got a week to impress me.
Because quite a lot of them have got really difficult fixtures again. So we may as well give it a week and see what happens. It's too difficult to pick. And then go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's the same, Kane and Aguero, one of those two.
Yeah.
Firmino and Vardy, one of those
one
two.
Of, well, essentially one of those two, and then
exactly.
one of your cheap ones.
Yeah. And then one of your cheap ones.
Wilson or Ayew or yeah, Murray or someone like that.
When you're picking
there's
your
basically
cheap...
three bands, isn't there?
Yeah, but when you're picking your third striker, I think the most important thing, if you're going for the looking to not change it again and waste your transfers, is a guy who plays. And all the people around those points, like Murray, De Poitra, Calvert-Lewin, Wilson, Juff, aren't... None of them are guaranteed starts. Like Glenn Murray, for instance, is tempting right now, but they have just signed Locadia, who's out, who hasn't made his debut yet.
And so they've got Ajoa.
They've brought in Ajoa, and they've got Jurgen Locadia. So they're going to, you know, he's you'd be surprised if he's going to play much more, Murray, because they keep expecting him to stop scoring, I'm guessing, slash go to jail. So
might end up in Sing Sing, innit?
That's it. Exactly. So, you know, I don't know. But there is those. There, you're right. It's one of those in those three bands. But Jordan Ayew looked pretty good to me. He's crept up to be the 10th top scoring striker in the game.
I've got him in my team, mate. Don't need to talk to me. Preaching to the converted. Which is I'm already pretty there. Good. Put him in. Just before we go for this section two, it's a little new feature that I'd like to bring in. Very, very quick little feature that I like to call Any Other Business. Now, only because it's never been more evident that last week, or the last podcast we did, we chatted so much shit, inaccurate shit. It was unbelievable. And I'd just like to just clear it up because it was pointed out. It was like points of view, this is. I feel a little bit like Terry Wogan. It was pointed out our mistakes on social media quite a lot over the last fortnight. The first one, we said that Moses is not classed as a defender in the Fantasy Premier League game. He definitely is.
Did we say that? We had
so many people tweet us that.
What?
That was on my shoulders.
That was you, is it?
Yeah, I said it. And as I said it, I thought, that might be right, that might be wrong. Just say it confidently and carry on.
Probably had a dozen screenshots of it and just and then another dozen people just going, you twat.
Craig was just checking to make sure people...
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
And in fact, he was the subject of Game Week 1 podcast. We did a big thing about position changes. And we were Milner's now a defender. Moses is now a defender. Yeah, so we hit it really hard. So, yeah, no, that's bad. So, thanks, viewers. You're right. Surely we didn't make any more mistakes, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have thought so. Just another couple. We said that Morata hadn't been picked. That was the reason he didn't play last week. He didn't even get picked. He was suspended.
I don't remember that one.
No, I don't remember that one, but obviously it was a few weeks ago. But yeah, we said, oh, he didn't even get fucking picked, a twat. And someone went, he got suspended, mate.
But people don't know. When we do this live, there's no pickups or edits. It's nervous. Your adrenaline's up. You talk. We can't have
erections. None of us are wearing trousers.
Exactly.
And the final one, and this is probably the worst one out of the lot. And this, we got more tweets about this than the Moses, error. The song "We Didn't Start the Fire" was actually sung by Billy Joel and not Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Bing Bing. So.
Bruce
Bing Bing Bing. That's the deaf version. It's sung by Bruce Bing Bing.
We didn't start the fire. Next week's point of view is going to be do not take the mic.
We didn't start the fire and we didn't hear the fire alarm.
We didn't hear the fire alarm. That's a good point.
Jesus.
Vibrating fire alarms. Get that in the Dragon's Den. Saw that one out. Oh my God.
That one was a bad mistake. And again, it was me. And that's annoying because
everyone's going to say that. So yeah, so we're going to have that. That's going to be a section because obviously, you know, we just, you know, sometimes we wing it a little bit. Any other business, that's going to be a weekly thing. So if you point out something that we've said that's wrong, you know,
We'll mention it on here and then stop following you, cut you off from the podcast.
block
your IP.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're dead to us. But yeah, thanks very much.
But you know, that's quite funny. Yeah, please do email us if we do make a mistake that you think should be brought up on our Any Other Business points of view. Info@thegaffertapes.com. Tweet us @thegaffertapes. Tell us there we got it wrong as well. Also, just say nice things. Please don't call Tom any more names. It's been a hard week. Don't.
We're bloody good at Twitter, though. We're smashing Twitter. We've got another really good tweet out at the moment to do with Dele Alli and his dick. So,
yeah, so you know, really highbrow social media influencing, some newsjack level stuff. Coming up in part three, we're going to have a quick look at the game week ahead and make our predictions for the week. Hopefully, we'll get the right players playing for the right teams and singers by the right songs and songs by the right singers. And then it'll be Tom versus Ash in the weekly quiz. So all that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes fantasy football podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. We're having a look forward to the next game week and putting our neck on the line with picks. We never really remember who we pick next week, but we get reminded by everyone listening if it was terrible, which is always handy. And we had a massive chat about him. And Tom, fixture-wise, we're going to run through them. But the first one on there, Spurs-Arsenal. Are you backing Arsenal to win it before we get onto your picks?
I don't know, mate. I've been saying it all season. It depends what Arsenal turn up. It depends what Spurs turn up.
It's a draw. Probably both play their actual teams.
A draw, yeah.
And they're not going to play each other's teams like a secret.
A draw is a good result now for Arsenal, though, away at Spurs.
It is. That's a terrible fucking thing to say, but I would take a draw.
For sure.
That's awful.
Especially,
man.
Do you remember the beginning of the season when we all we were like, Spurs aren't at home, though. It's not home. They're going to do badly with their blah, blah, blah. But that's the big Saturday morning kickoff at 12:30.
Watch that Dan at Boozer if you're up for it.
With Kidney Rob. Kidney Rob going to be there?
Saturday might be. He might still be feeling a little bit dehydrated from dialysis the night before. But if
Everton play Crystal Palace. Everton fans are already starting to feel the pain that Ash felt for a little while with Sam Allardyce's form. One of our latest followers, Twitter bio, its handle is Allardyce Out, and his Twitter bio is just the form in WLs and Ds, updated each week. And they're already not happy. You hated him as a West Ham manager, didn't you?
Such a waste of space.
Yeah, so Everton fans are starting to see that because they're not really getting that much of an upturn anymore. Stoke play Brighton. Swansea at home to Burnley. That's worth looking at Swansea players there if you're bringing one in because they are on fire. Beating big teams. West Ham play Watford, which feels like it could be a bit of a goal fest. Man City at home to Leicester. Huddersfield on the Sunday against Bournemouth. Newcastle, Man United and Southampton. Liverpool is your Super Sunday. And then I bet you they don't want to play Monday night again, but they are. Chelsea versus West Brom.
I must say, before yesterday's game, when Chelsea lost to Watford, looking at this, I was like, that was the standout game for me. Bottom of the league, Watford. Bottom of the league, West Brom, against Chelsea. I was like, right. And the fact that Morata's out, I was like, right.
Yeah, that
Giroud.
Is. Yeah.
And I'm going to stick with it. Giroud's going to be my pick, my official Tommy's tip. Ooh, just put the tip in.
I think he'll start against West Brom. I think that's a fixture
I think they've learned, you know. I think, if anything, it was even better, the fact that they got thumped. I fancy Giroud as my little pick.
I just think
I really need to get him in.
I think against West Brom's centre-halves, they'll want a bit more physical. They haven't had, since Costa, they haven't been able to have like that. So I think that Giroud will start for that one. I don't know for me. The thing is, I'll tell you who I have brought in. So is essentially what I'm going for is Walcott. He's still only 6.6% picked. Obviously, he got a doing from Arsenal, but... he's there to play. You know, they got rid of Aaron Lennon straight away. So he's there to play. He got two goals in his first game. But the team, the standout for me, not mismatch, but because Burnley are a good side, but Swansea, they've done Liverpool and Arsenal. And tonight in the FA Cup, they just won 8-1 against Notts County. And Tammy Abraham back from injury got two goals tonight. So, all of a sudden...
That was your tip of the season.
Yeah, and then he got a few goals early doors, I think 4 or 5. Then he got injured or did nothing. Then they signed Wilfred Bonny back. Wilfred Bonny is now out for the season. Leroy Fair's out for the season. Jordan Ayew is always going to play. They signed back Andre Ayew, but Abraham scored Abraham scored two goals tonight, and I think he might get back in the lineup or just stick with Jordan Ayew again.
That's interesting.
But Walcott's my pick, but Swansea is a if you've got a Swansea player and you're going to put him on the bench, bring him in for this one, I think.
I think Walcott's a cracking shout at home to Palace as well. I think the Arsenal game is just a bit of a blip.
Yeah, totally. That's even if it's not a blip, I think Walcott will be part of it. They might lose 2-1, but Walcott is a big part of their attacking threat pace.
Straight away, yeah. He made an impact instantly. Yeah. What are you thinking, Ash?
Well, because it's early, so he'll be refreshed from the tidal surf early in the day. I think Callum Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Huddersfield hemorrhage goals. I don't think anyone's conceded more goals in the Premier League this year than Huddersfield.
Really?
Yeah.
Possible stat.
Dubious because it's coming from me, but yeah. I think that's
so. Next week's any other business point of view.
Yeah,
it's going to be don't take the mick of deaf people. Huddersfield haven't conceded the league.
But all about Huddersfield's glorious defensive record, and they're working the community. People.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Callum Wilson. He's played 5 consecutive 90 minutes now.
Yeah.
And started 7 consecutive games, 8 consecutive games.
So he's ready for the big injury. Mounting up.
Exactly.
That's what I thought. They're playing early in the day, though, so you might get him before he...
Yeah, or you know, if we're lucky, he might shatter his fibula as the second goal goes in.
And yeah, then you've got, like done an skateboarding
nice,
accident.
That's nice of you to say, isn't it?
And then you get some point. I'm a big fan of Callum Wilson. I think had it not been for his injury, he would have got an England call-up that season. So hopefully he gets that back.
Wilson, Walcott, Giroud.
WGW.
WGW, yes, please.
/ Abraham if he starts. If Tammy Abraham starts again, I will be looking to bring him back in. But right, are you ready for a bloody quiz?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do a quiz. I don't feel ready this week.
But before you do the quiz, obviously, the much forgotten quiz jingle. Fade out.
Very nice. The score, I think there's 2 in it, 3 in it.
It was 13-10. I think
14-11.
Is it 14-11?
I think it was 13-11 and I won last week, didn't I?
14-11. Call it 14-11.
Right, let's do that then.
make a note of it. Always make a note. Yeah. Have some post-its. No, have some post-its in the studio.
To be fair, that's a good idea. Oh, fuck, we should have done that. Right, next week, that's the big technical...
Literally nothing in here moves. I'm literally looking at what looks like a really old pepper army next to the keyboard. What the fuck is that?
It's dog treats. Is that Dele Alli's dick again?
Is that Dele Alli's dick again or a dog treat? Who knows? Is that the quiz? That's this week's quiz. Me and Ash are doing a quiz for you.
It's dick or dog treat.
I'm going to place something in my hand.
You just need to guess. Is it a dick or is it a dog treat?
Is it a dick? Or is it a dog treat?
No, the quiz this week, let's say it's 14-11. Obviously, the theme of this week was chicken nuggets for a little while. And before that, it was surprises. But no, the theme of this week has been, you know, chants, fan songs and chants. Mm. Because Tom's obviously gone bloody viral. And I thought, why not celebrate what the fans sing on the Blimmin Terraces, like Emirates Gary, in a little game called... Chance would be a fine thing.
Oh, nice.
That's Chance would be a fine thing. Yes, that was it.
What is going on?
That was the jingle. It went on a bit long, but I committed to it. So what I'm going to do is various questions. It might be finish the chant. It might be a song about a chant, about what team it's from. A little general knowledge quiz about chants and songs.
Beautiful.
And you're going to get a point per answer you get right. Individual points, questions, so you don't need to write it down. You're absolutely fine.
Oh, we don't? Oh, brilliant.
This is the...
Ash has to put his phone away so he can't cheat.
Oh, of course,
It's not that cheatable, really, to be fair. You have to Google things very quickly, unless he's wearing an earpiece and his wife's downstairs just looking up answers.
Or sending messages to his watch, like the live podcast.
Yeah, that's very true.
You can't complain, because there's like 70 people in the audience looking at you. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, question one is going to go to you, Tom.
Yes.
So, I need you in this one to finish this chant. Okay. Very famous football chant. They're 2 very famous football chants. This one, it goes, I want to be a Berwick Ranger, only live for blank and blank.
I want to be a Berwick Ranger, only live for sex and danger.
Correct!
Is it?
Yeah, that is correct.
You're shitting me.
No, that's the answer.
That must have been.
This is a
deeply rooted in my mind.
What?
Who the fuck is Berwick Rangers? That's a team.
Yeah, in Scotland. It's a more...
And I guess... Oh, fuck. I swear to God,
if Tom is answering questions about Scottish football chants right, I am just over.
The chant is very...
I must have heard it.
The chant is more famous than the team.
It must have heard it somewhere.
Okay, so that's 1 point to Tom.
It rang true somewhere deep inside me.
Your chant that you have to finish is... Jisung, wherever you may be, you eat what?
Oh, this is harsh.
Right, do you get to throw it to me?
I don't know the answer.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, but I don't agree. I don't think I could say it.
No, you don't have to agree with it. He's asking you what it is.
I'm not saying it.
Because I'll say it for a point. I've got no fucking morals.
It doesn't get it doesn't get thrown over. But you're not going to say it for a point, Ash.
Isn't it? I find it offensive.
How?
Unless it's wrong, what I think.
Oh, okay. I'm slightly worried what you think it might be now.
Yeah.
Go on. Just say it. We can blank it out.
Say the first word.
You eat.
Begin with D.
It does?
Yeah. I think that's really offensive.
I've done it before on a quiz, I think.
I thought you were going to say you've done it before. I was like, what? We need to explore this.
I haven't done that.
Of all the things...
Well, you know that I know the answer. So.
No, because you just...
I honestly think that's offensive.
It's definitely not offensive. Of all the things we've said on this podcast...
It's a football chant.
On this episode alone...
It's
not because it's a football chant.
Also, there are obviously some football chants that are very offensive, which I have avoided throughout this quiz. There's a lot of horrible football chants that I've not included in this quiz. We should be safe.
I used to sing some terrible stuff about Harry Redknapp's mum.
But things we've said on this podcast over the years, this is the least offensive. But it's no point for Ash. His pride's too much.
He's not even getting a point. Well, I'm happy with that. Can I say what it was?
Yeah, go for it.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Yay! 2 points to Tom.
No, 2 points for Tom. Your home country it is. Right.
Yeah.
This one's actually more offensive. Tom, opposition fans famously sang to Scotland goalkeeper Andy Gorham, "There's only two Andy Gorhams." Why were they singing that?
Oh, I'm trying to picture Andy Gorham. Why did they say there's only two Andy? Oh, it rings a bell.
So why would opposition fans sang "There's only two Andy Gorhams" at Scotland goalkeeper Andy Gorham?
Did he have something like a wart or something? Like he had a growth, some kind of growth.
That's a good answer. It's not right answer, but it's a good answer. The real answer is that he was recently diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Oh my God.
And so fans sang.
I thought he just had like a wart or something. It's like, you got like, who's your brother on your shoulder?
No, that's actually good. It's actually quite.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I thought it might have been a fat one as well, but no point there. Andy Gorham talked about that in his book and he laughed it off, so we're all right, guys.
He laughed it off, that's all right. To be fair, that is quite funny.
Yeah, it is quite funny, but more offensive than the other one, in fairness. Yeah. Question two for Ash. Which dog... No, it's not. It's fine. So fans used to sing at... You remember El Hadji Juf?
Yeah.
Used to sing...
Who I thought recent current Juf. Stoke Juf was.
That's also more offensive than question one.
Until a few weeks ago.
They used to sing...
Is there for any other business next week?
They used to sing from... Is this the road to Amarillo? They used to sing... Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. El Hadji Juf will spit on you. But who was he playing for when he famously spat at a Celtic fan? What club was he playing for when he spat at a Celtic fan that led to that chant? That they proudly sang that he would spit on them. Horrible play. You're going by. It's a good guess. He spent a long time at Bolton, but he was playing for Liverpool at the time. He might be the most detestable footballer ever to have played in the Premier League.
When would Bolton ever play
Celtic? But they got into the...
They did. They had a good run in Europa. And it was in the Europa Cup it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Tom, question three.
Yeah. What's the score, sorry?
1-0 to you.
Just 1-0? I thought it was two.
Okay. No, you didn't get... No, there were two Andy Gorhams.
Okay, that's it.
I should have had a point of mine, because I clearly knew the answer.
You wouldn't say for some reason you find eating dogs offensive, but we eat cows and sheep, so where do you draw the line?
Craig doesn't, because he's...
question three, Tom. Remember, you get five questions each here. Question three, Tom. For a period of his career... His name is Rio and he watches from the stand was sang at Rio Ferdinand at United. Why did they sing that at him?
Oh, was it when he got banned for the marijuana smoking.
He was banned for missing a drugs test, but yes, he was banned. That is why, for his drugs ban, he served the 9-month drug ban.
Yes.
Correct. Easy one for you, Ash. It's question three. Which London club famously sings, "No one likes us, we don't care"?
I know that one.
Could be anybody. I'm going to go Millwall.
It is Millwall, correct. So 2-1 to Tom, going into question four. Tom, which ex-Premier League striker was the subject of the chant, "His teeth are offside, his teeth are offside"?
Oh, Suarez?
It is Suarez.
Oh, wow. Yes, please.
Correct. So 3-1 to Tom.
Love
Ash.
Him.
Around 2005, Liverpool fans used to sing, "Don't blame it on the Bishkan, don't blame it on the Haman, don't blame it on the Finan, blame it on..." Who were they blaming it on?
Fuck.
I think I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Voronin?
That's a good guess, because he was very bad. But it wasn't Voronin. Do you know it, Tom?
What? Oh, no.
It's not for a point.
No.
He never played for Liverpool.
You're,
are you just trying to make a, are you just trying to make a good any other business?
Blame it on the Bougie.
No, it
sounds
was
like the Boogie, doesn't it?
It was blame it on Traore.
Oh, yeah.
He just can't control his feet. They would sing afterwards. So still 3-1 to Tom, but there are 2 points on offer for this final one.
Oh.
So Tom's going to go first. So if he gets it, he wins. You just need one point to win it here, Tom.
Come on, T-Dog.
So, Tom, West Ham fans used to sing, "We've got Payet, Dimitri Payet, I just don't think you'd understand." But who sang the original? There's a point for the song and a point for the singer.
Can you do it in the style of the song?
I'm not going to sing it. "We've got Payet, Dimitri Payet, I just don't think you'd understand.
Just don't think you'd understand.
Well, yeah, of course, West Ham wasn't going to give you the West Ham question.
Oh, that's true, yeah. You're going to give Tom... five Arsenal questions every week.
You'd understand. Is it to the "In If It Down My Heart"? I just about the old.
Oh, is it Emirates Gary Aubameyang song?
I just don't think you'd understand. Oh, fuck. Who sings that? Rod
Stewart? I can't give you too long.
No, go on.
Oh, is that a no? Oh, the door is open for you, Ash. Do you know it, Ash?
It's...
You're throwing this fucking thing open.
Not for points, just for, content.
It's Achy Breaky Heart?
It is.
Yeah, I know the song. I knew that.
That was one point.
No! I knew this fucking song.
Yeah, you should have said it.
Point if you said it, you idiot. And then...
It would have got me a point if I'd have said the song.
Yeah.
But I knew that, because I was... It was...
I didn't know that.
I knew the fucking song. I don't know who sang it.
Oh, yeah.
I was quite clear. It was a point for the song and a point for the singer.
I haven't been listening to what you've been saying.
If you'd been a little bit more generous earlier, I would have said,
that's annoying. I knew the fucking song.
Jimmy Nail?
Oh, and I know who it is now.
Who was it, Tom?
I know who it is. Right, I know I'm not going to get the point, but I know it is. It's fucking... Miley Cyrus is that Billy Ray Cyrus?
Billy Ray Cyrus. No point.
Can I just say I knew the fucking name of the song as well? I didn't realise it was part of it.
And I knew that I asked the question correctly, so it's fine.
I am seething.
Right, Ash. 2 points on offer, Ash, and it's a similar question for you. So, the chant.
I've only got the moral victory. Sorry.
Colo, 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 Touré, ya, 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 ya. That famous chant is also a famous song from the 90s. So what's the singer and the song for the Colo Ya Ya chant?
Oh, this is fucking well out of my depth. Fucking 90s dance music.
Well, you already know that it's dance music, so that's a good start.
I know this one.
Tom is burning your back of your head with his eyes.
It's so frustrating. It's No Limit. Is that the song's called?
That's the song.
Yeah.
That is the song.
So that's 1 point. We could be in a situation where if Ash had just admitted people eat dogs, he might have won the quiz.
I'm so annoyed with myself.
Oh, even if I didn't, it would be a draw, wouldn't it?
At the moment, it would, yeah.
Yeah.
We just need the name of the band.
Come on. I know it.
Tom knows it, apparently.
Yeah.
He's sulking so much.
I'm so annoyed with myself for not listening. I'm furious.
And then forgetting it right.
I was looking at my can of beer, probably. This is why I don't drink and pod. It's a quiz. Furious with myself.
Right, Ash.
Oh, come on. This is fucking time.
You're going to have to tell you. You have to give me an answer, Ash. Who sings it?
I don't know.
Too unlimited.
It is too unlimited. It would have been if Ash had just swallowed his pride. It would have been 3-3 and we'd have gone to a tie break. And I'd have said,
have I won?
At the Euros, there was a famous Viking chant by Iceland. What's the population of Iceland?
Blimey.
I'd have asked you to get the nearest for the population of Iceland. Any throw out, I guess?
12.3
million.
No, just 12.3. 12 people.
As
and
a little fella.
I'm going for 147,000.
It's 334,000. So, yeah, Ash, you would have won.
Would have done. You would have won. Did I win, even though I didn't get that?
You did. Cyrus. You did. Yeah. How little have you been listening? Yeah, you won. It's now 14-12 to Ash, then, is it?
Sorry. Yeah. But I've got the moral victory for the rest of the season.
I don't know that anyone gets the moral victory at the end of this month.
No one does. Not even people that listen.
not even Aubameyang. No one gets the moral victory. But yeah, that was the quiz. Tweet us. Let us know how you got on. Hopefully we got all the songs right after our last Billy Joel nightmare last week. And hopefully we didn't offend any deaf South Koreans.
Oh no, it's North Korean. If they're North Korean, they won't be listening. And if they're deaf, they can't listen.
I knew. So. I said last week, I said, like, don't sign up to the South Korean Braille Translation Service. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. One week later, we fucked it.
And that's it. Lawsuits, done. You went viral 1 week and then that's us, the rise and the fall. Good news is we'll be on Celeb Big Brother next year when we get shamed, so it'll be absolutely fine. But that is all we have time for this week. But please do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your hashtag balls, where you give us an early preview of who's going to be in your team and let us know how you get on. And obviously on Saturday nights and Sunday nights, Tom always runs the famous hashtag Gaffer GIF, where you sum up your game week in a GIF, which is always quite a lot of fun. And you can email us info@thegaffertapes.com to be part of our new feature where you point out all of our flaws in life in any other business.
Big fan of that. Good luck with that.
Get us on
Facebook and YouTube and all these things. And Twitch, we're going to start Twitching again, doing the Twitchy videos.
Not all the Twitchy videos. Not like Dele Alli's, a bit different. We've got loads of other stuff going on. But it'd be cool. So please do follow us on Twitter. You can follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at Craig Hazel. Tom is, shall I see if I can guess them? Tom is at the_Tom_Holmes. And Ash is now actually just at Ash Kernsworth because he changed it to something normal. So it's fine. So you can follow us all on Twitter. Follow at the Gaffer Tapes. Good luck for the game week. Let us know how you got on. That's all we've got time for now. So thank you very much for listening. And goodbye.